Councilmember Linda Murphy sponsored an ordinance that would have asked voters to approve giving the mayor's office a full vote on the council. As it stands, the mayor only votes in the case of a tie. Under the proposal, that veto power would have been lifted as well. There weren't major concerns about making such a change. Both Seward and Kenai have similar systems in place, but the concerns were enough to prevent the question from making the ballot. Councilmember Tim Cashman says it solves a problem that doesn't exist.
I worry a little bit that we would be putting something out that trying to fix something that hasn't really been an issue or even asked for that I'm, you know, by the public that I'm aware of. What we have that works really well and has worked for really well for a long time. One thing I think is really good is we have a very strong administration, and I really like the way that our system works. And I'd be worried about different mayoral dynamics that could upset that somewhat.
Murphy, who spent her career as a municipal clerk, says the mayor, the head of the city's legislative body, should be included in overseeing the city's administration.
Right now, the charter says that the manager is appointed by and reports to the council, which means the mayor is totally left out of that process. I find that a little ridiculous that the mayor, who chairs our meetings and that people elected to be the top guy, doesn't have a say in hiring the manager or in supervising the manager or in doing the annual evaluation of the manager.
Mayor Nils Anderson says it wouldn't change much about how he does his job, though that might not be the case for future mayors. The veto power he can exercise now, he says, also doesn't do much, because 4 votes on the council override a mayoral veto, the same number needed to pass a measure in the first place.
In the past, with some of these, if the issues are not, you know, at least from my perception, really significantly important, if I can't get more than just a split city council, I'm going to vote negatively on it because I think I'd like to have the council be supportive more than just one vote split if we're going to have motions passed. Now, that's just me. That's not anybody else. Whoever else sits in this position might take an entirely different viewpoint from that.
And as if on cue, the vote was a 3-3 tie. Anderson cast his deciding 4th vote against the proposal, leaving the role of the mayor in Soldotna unchanged. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.